Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Raising the New Earth podcast. I am your host, Noah Dory, and today we're going to talk about asthma from a physical and emotional perspective. So it's important to note that there are different types of asthmas, not just the medical community's belief of asthma. The types of asthma include neurological asthma, vagus nerve asthma, and phrenic nerve asthma. There's also toxic heavy metal exposure asthma, which we talked about as a chemical stress in our body, and asthma caused by underlying viral conditions such as EBV, Epstein-Barr virus. So the first step to note when we deal with asthma from a physical standpoint is that we need to start clearing up as much mucus from the body as possible. And that can be done by eliminating all dairy products. So sometimes I have clients, they said, well, I don't eat a lot of dairy. And then when we get down to it, then I notice that they actually eat more dairy than their body is able to tolerate. And so when I say eliminating dairy products, I mean everything, including milk, kefir, butter, cream, and cheese. Another food that's crucial to avoid because it feeds viruses in the body is eggs. I have my clients do a protocol of 60 or 90 days without eggs, and that have and then have their body kind of like be their own healer and see if that fits into their lifestyle. I personally do not eat eggs. And as you know, underlying viruses can cause and worsen asthma. So whether you're dealing with a viral, neuro, or bronchital asthma, eliminating eggs and dairy will help lower the amount of mucus and therefore the amount of inflammation because we know that those are highly inflammatory foods in the body. Additionally, removing cheap processed foods such as canola oil, GMO soy, and pork will also help the path of healing. The fat content of each of these foods really help keep the mucus from leaving your body in a proper manner. So it is the same reason why it's really helpful to reduce the fat content in the diet, whether you are animal-based or plant-based. But if you want to heal from really any chronic illness, the fat content has to be watched. Grains, when it comes to asthma or allergies, inflammatory allergies, are also best to avoid when you're healing from asthma. Although a small amount, once you have healed, of a grain such as millet can be okay for some people. So you got to play around with it. But I know as a practitioner, when my clients have any eczema, any acne, or asthma, I do have them avoid grains as well. What you need to bring in, while we shouldn't indulge on nuts or fats when you have a chronic illness, a little bit of seeds, emphasizing on seeds rather than fats is a good idea. Walnuts, hemp seeds are really beneficial. Some avocado, pumpkin seeds, sunflower seeds. Eating plenty of fruit on potatoes. I don't subscribe to the fruit fear or the high insulin of fruit. Fruit is very, very healing, and it is partly what helped me heal from Hashimoto thyroiditis that I had and still have, but I have been keeping it at bay for long, long, long time. So also potatoes, sweet potatoes, squash, any type of squash, spaghetti squash, summer squash, all that. Eating plenty of raw veggies if you don't have any IBS. Leafy greens like spinach and salads can also help rid some of the mucus out of your body by pushing it out of the liver and intestinal tract and through the body's lymphatic channels. Ginger is great because it helps boost the immune system. And it provides with a lot of brain-friendly antioxidants and reduces inflammation. So these are some of the things that I would bring in. Some of the things that I would crowd out were mentioned before. Some supplements, again, consult with your practitioner about supplements, but some supplements that I personally would consider would be B12 with both methylcobalamin and adenosylcobalamin. These are the coenzymes. Vitamin C, such as micro C, is amazing. NAC, a little bit of MSM is great. Silica, nettle leaf, lemon balm, which is great. I do it on the daily. Some zinc sulfate is also great. It's anti-pathogenic. But it is important to mention that the focus is not to load up on so many supplements. I know a lot of practitioners are like, they're so quick to prescribe supplements and give supplements. I'm not that quick to do that or recommend on them. What I would love to see is to focus first on the cleaning up of the diet by removing the foods that we mentioned to avoid, adding more healing foods such as fruits, leafy greens, and vegetables, and then slowly bringing in some supplements. Because if you are super toxic, then you may not see any results with the supplements. But if you have stopped the pathogen from creating a viral load in your body, and then you bring in some healing food, then that is the time where you can bring in some supplements. So it is possible to heal, and it is possible to no longer need an inhaler. Again, work with your practitioner of choice. Those healing foods that we mentioned do not produce mucus, and they actually reduce and eliminate it. And this is the place to start. Also fragrances. So if you are around environmental toxins and irritants such as artificial fragrances, cologne, perfume, then those fragrances are also a trigger. Aerosols, industrial cleaning products, dryer sheets, scented candles, air fresheners, all the harsh detergents, all the plug-in oil, thingies to the wall. These are all things you may want to avoid and express your concern when it comes to them if you come into a household that does have them. Another thing would be green juice or celery juice that can calm and heal the nerves and help starve the pathogens we just talked about that produce the neurotoxins that are responsible for many chronic illnesses, not just asthma. And as with any illness, any illness, the healing will take time. And so you need to be patient with yourself. You need to give grace to yourself. You need to remember that it took you how many ever years to develop this condition, and then you need to give yourself the grace to go one step closer to healing, and then another step, and then another step, so that you can experience that freedom that comes from being able to take full deep breaths and to really thrive, not just to survive. Asthma, also from Ayurvedic standpoint and chakra medicine, is energetically related to the fourth chakra, also known as the heart chakra. So it's interesting to know that the heart chakra is responsible for a lot of blockages that then translate into diseases. It is located behind the chest, around the heart and lungs. And so the chakra is responsible for our sense of self and for our ability to connect with others. When it's imbalanced, then it can manifest physically as an immune system or lung deficiency, such as asthma. And we know that asthma is associated with a loss of one's sense of self or feeling lack of self-worth, which can then lead to a deep-seated desire for acknowledgement from others. And it can be translated into living outside of oneself and focus more on the happiness of others rather than the happiness of their own. And to overcome that, it's essential that one can give themselves everything they need to feel happy and fulfilled, and to put themselves on that list, right? Not just to satisfy others, but to create space for themselves to experience joy. So in Ayurveda, the imbalances in kapha, which is where the lungs are associated with the kapha dosha, can lead to respiratory issues, particularly during cold, wet seasons transitioning from winter to spring. And if you think about lungs, you probably think about air, but the function of the lungs is actually dependent on water. The fluid lining of lungs is what allows carbon dioxide and oxygen to be exerted from incorporated into the body. Energetically, that reduced lung capacity reduces our ability to let go of the past, let go of what no longer serves us. So we don't fully get to move on, but rather we're trapped in a signature of the past. It can be incredibly hard to say goodbye to old habits, relationships, and situations that aren't positively serving us anymore, but it is a necessary step for cleansing. It is a necessary step for growing and to seeing more positive results coming into your life because you're ridding your body of what you no longer need, right? Asthma is known to be very constricted to the breath, and amongst other things, can cause chest pain. So that holistic thought known as the heart chakra is something that I would have my clients focus on, on top of the physicality of removing the foods, introducing supplements, and having other healing foods come into their regular diet. But the traditional TCM, traditional Chinese medicine, just like Ayurveda, refers to the lungs as the space where we hold our grief. So perhaps you felt this. Perhaps you felt a loved one passing, or you had a major disappointment or trauma in your life. It might have felt like the air was getting knocked out of you. Right? There's a feeling like you're crumbling in on yourself, like an aluminum can. So the grief then accumulates and blocks the lungs, and exhalation and letting go is almost impossible to do because of that blockage that we have. In TCM, the lungs are also the center of our chi, our life force, and we need that life force to have proper movement related to this, in order to feel alive and well again. We need that proper movement in that chi and that life force, the vital energy that is within us and inside of us. So why we have lung issues in our culture, and this is an epidemic that people often talk about as the epidemic of, some refer to it as the epidemic of loneliness. Others refer to it as the epidemic of environmental stress, like we mentioned, heavy metals, the processed foods, the glyphosate, pesticides, herbicides in our food, all of that. But from that isolation perspective, some say that our culture has become so isolated and screen driven that we spend more and more times with our phones. We spend more times with our phones than we do with our loved ones. We spend more time on TV and Netflix and less time connecting to people that we love, even within our households. So this causes an imbalance in the heart chakra as we lose the sense of true community in our lives. Now, I just had a conversation with my mom the other day, and she said, I love the fact that I can, through TikTok or whatever social platform that she's on, I can enter the lives of other ones and not feel so lonely. And then I opened the discussion and saying that I don't believe from recent studies, seeing recent studies, that it releases the sense of serotonin and releases the idea of camaraderie. I don't think that it releases the neurochemicals to the brain the same amount, or if at all. Whereas when we are with our community, with our friends, it absolutely does. It absolutely creates the joy hormone that we thrive on. So, right, there's two sides of the coin. I mean, as far as my mom's concerned, she loves, her TikTok community, and I love the fact that she doesn't feel so lonely. I just don't think that it can take the place of real community, real basking in one's energy, right? And I also think that we have such a divisive culture. And if we reveal our true opinions, we might be rejected by the group. It can cause someone to, not want to be with us. And so we l leave the comments to cyberbullying. We leave the comments, we leave the talks to, to us typing it rather than us saying it in a way that it's not derogative, in a way that it's not so emotionally driven, but a way that can, can be understood through the lens of love and compassion. Right? So if you know that there's something that's unprocessed in your life, especially when it comes to grief, or if you have trouble letting go of the past, or you feel that your heart chakra is imbalanced because of some sort of emotional armor you have built around it, or you give attention to others or compassion to others more than you give your inner self, these are all lung and heart issues that need to be addressed and should be investigated because, it took me a long, long time to put myself on the list. I call it put myself on the list. And that really means going back to things that make me feel really joyful and happy and of purpose, right? So I encourage you that if you do find yourself in a situation where you have lost your way when it comes to finding purpose in life, try something new. Bring about the community, hit up your hit up your best friend and ask them to go on a hike with you or do something that you haven't done in a long time, even if it's been 10 or 20 years. Like, who cares? Do something that will make your heart chakra feel at its utmost joy. And as always, I invite you to participate in the conversation, engage in the community of like-minded people. Subscribe to our YouTube channel. Our podcast is in all podcast platforms, YouTube included. So I'll see you next time. Bye.
Hope you guys enjoy this conversation and this episode. Don't forget to sign up to my new 360 wellness course on my website, naturallynoa.com/courses, and receive 15% coupon code when you mention Raising the New Earth podcast. Sending you love and light. Until next time.